Tonight's shir, Simon Mem Zayin, Sif Aleph Bez Gimel and Dalet. Simon Mem Zayin, Dinei Birchas HaTaira. The halachas of Birchas HaTaira. Sif Aleph. Birchas HaTaira Tzarech Lizor B'Ma'oid. One should be very careful with Birchas HaTaira. That's the whole halacha. The Biragurla tells us to look at the Gemara Dorim. Gemara Dorim talks about the importance of Birchas HaTaira. Sifkan Alf Mishtabur Birchas HaTaira Ayin B'Shagas Aryeh Simech Avdald. Look at the Shagas Aryeh Simech Avdald. The Masik who concludes Shabirchas HaTaira Hu Min HaTaira, that there's a mitzvah D'Araisa to say Birchas HaTaira. V'lecheinim Nestapik Lo Birch Birchas HaTaira Chalizim Avarach. So if he's in doubt whether or not he said the Birchas HaTaira, he should go and say it again, or say it, remove the suffix. But since it is for him a doubt, the only bracha he should say to remove the suffix is Asher b'chabanu. Shehama'ula sheba brachas kedisa v'gemara. That is the more elevated of the brachas as the Gemara describes. Another way of saying it is that the bracha Asher k'desham suffix sivanu is like any other brachas on mitzvahs. And that should be Drabbanon. Asher b'chabanu is a unique bracha. Bechla shevach, that should be the D'Araisa. The ayin b'shari tshuva shehev b'shem k'tzas achroinim. If you look in shari tshuva, he quotes some of the later authorities, the seven who hold, the misafak lo yachsen the vivorach, that if he's in doubt, he should not say the brachas. U'be'em es kashem o'ed l'smoch aleim. But it's very difficult to rely on them. Achrei d'har b'rishoinim, because many of the rishoinim, halohema, referring to Haramban, V'hachinuch, V'rashbo, Perek Shloshesh Ha'achlu, the Ramban, Chinuch, and Rashbo, all of them say, they all hold the Birchas HaTaira min HaTaira. That's the Araisa. V'yedua she'oinish mi she'einim avarach al HaTaira godom. We also know that it's a terrible punishment for one who does not say Birchas HaTaira. So it's difficult to follow the views who say that when you're in doubt, don't do anything. Achem nizkur zel achar hatfila, but if you realized that you're not sure if you said Birchas HaTaira or not, after you've davened Shmon Esrei. Shekvar Berech Birchas Avarabba. So you said the Baruch of Avarabba and Birchas Kriyashma. After the Yesh Lahakul Bezeh Afilu Im Lalama Tekev Achat Fila. Perhaps in that scenario, one can be lenient and follow the views that you don't say any Birchas HaTaira, because we're Soymich on Avarabba, even if you didn't learn right after Shmon Esrei. This is Prima Gadim in his Psicha. Now, if it's possible to ask someone else to say the Birchas HaTaira and be motzi him, or if he himself had in mind when he said Avarabba to cover his Birchas HaTaira and he learned right after davening, matov, that's gewaldic. Ubefrat lefimashem etzasi achach, especially what I found afterwards, b'sefer Mamar Mordechai, and the sefer Mamar Mordechai, Shemei b'shem alavush v'olos tamid, who quotes to lavush and olos tamid, gam can't do medorban. That Birchas HaTaira is only medorban. Bevad etzerich liyizor lechatchila asos can. So then lechatchila, this is the etza. The etza is either to have someone else be motzi you, or to use Avarabba as your Birchas HaTaira. And if you are doing that, have it specifically in mind and learn right after Yishmon Esrei. Uvirchas HaTaira b'tzibur. When we say Birchas HaTaira in shul, by laning, l'kulyama d'abonin, that's for sure d'abonin. Mishim k'var etzibur, that's only a k'var etzibur d'kalocha. Shek v'berach b'shachras, the actual Birchas HaTaira he said in the morning. So the Birchas HaTaira by laning, there's no shayla, that's not d'iris. It's interesting because there is a tshuva from the Netziv where he brings a shitas Yerushalmi that it is d'iraisa in shul, when you have a tzibur. You know, hold that way, it doesn't even entertain such a thing, but there is such a shita. See, if cotton base, Birchas HaTaira, one should be very careful. Tzarech lizor ma'oid, shlo lumud ad shivarach. What does it mean, be careful? That means you don't learn until you say Birchas HaTaira. Vivarach haso besimcha gedoyla. And one should say the bracha with tremendous simcha. The matzina shema chazal, we find chazal say, ama of the hearts, this is the Gemara Nedarim. That's the source of this halacha, to be very careful with Birchas HaTaira. Ama of the Haaretz, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Vayomer Hashem al Azam Torasi. Hashem says, because they have forsaken my Torah. The Chazal teaches Shadar is initial in Nevi'im. They asked the Nevi'im, Am Avdar, why was the land destroyed? She is Sir Hoy Oiskim at Torah. The Yidden were learning Torah. We find that when a Kaddish Baruch Hu sees Kaiser learning Torah, he will forgive the other sins. They didn't know. Why was the land destroyed? Why was it lost? Kaddish Baruch Hu the vavos yada. The Bereshim who knows their hearts understood anew. Even though they were engaged in Torah study, they weren't learning for the sake of learning, rather, it was for them like any other subject. For the chen lo berchu birkas ha-ter, and therefore they didn't say birkas ha-ter. So ha-yis ha-ter chashuv ha-beinehem. Ter was not important to them. For the chen lo hegina, therefore ter did not protect them. The language of the Gemara is, the land was destroyed because they didn't say birkas ha-ter. And that's what does that mean? That it makes birkas ha-ter. So ter says they were learning, but they didn't hold the chash enough to make the bracha.
We have b'chvalid, brachas are not ma'akev, right?
Yeah, it's not a question of being ma'akev. It's a question of how they viewed the Torah they were studying. That was the point of that, one of the pshatim in the Gemara. V'lechein tzorech lizor ma'od l'itin hodoh asher bachar banu v'nasan lanu klichem dasa. Therefore, one should be very careful to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who chose us and gave us his special precious vessel. And again, you see the emphasis is on the Baruch Hashem Baruch Habanu, not Asher Kedushan Tzav Tzivanu. Gamam Chazal, Chazal also say She'enu Zoyche Chas V'Shom Lios Lo Bein Tamachochem Avuzeh She'enu Nizav Birchaz Atera. If someone is not careful Birchaz Atera, Chas V'Shom he will not merit to have a son who's a Tamachochem. Se'if Beis Tzarech Levarech Bein LeMikra Bein LeMishneh Bein LeGemara. Birchas HaTorah is required before learning Mikra, Mishnah, or Gemara. And the Rama adds, Bein LeMedrash or Medrash. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkan Gimel, Bein LeMedrash, but Machaber Gam Kid Moedah, there's no Machlekes. The Machaber also agrees that Medrash requires Birchas HaTorah. El Desvir Lei, Du Bechal Mikra. Just the Machaber holds as part of Mikra. And therefore, he did not enumerate it separately. Seif Gimel. If someone writes Divrei Torah, even if he doesn't read what he writes, he should say Birchas HaTorah first. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalad. Hakosev Svirulei, the Mechaber holds, Diksiva Adif Mehirhor, that writing is more significant than just thinking and learning. Vatam, and the reason is, Yesh Oim, some say, Bisham Da'avad Maisa, because he's engaged in an action. The act of writing makes it more significant, and therefore it requires Birchas HaTorah. V'yesh, others say, the derech ha-koisiv l'hoitzi tevus mipiv b'shas ksiva, that it's normal when you write to say the words that you are writing, and because you will say the words, that's why writing is more significant than just thinking, and it requires Birchas HaTorah. V'kol zeh b'koisiv sforam l'atzmo, this is referring to people who are writing, they're writing divrei Torah for themselves, derech limudo, as he's learning. Umeivin mashu koisiv with a full understanding of what he's putting pen to paper. Avol sefer ha-ma'atik, but a scribe who is just copying. Veinu mavakish lehofen with no interest in understanding. Ein tzarech levarach, he doesn't make a bracha when he is copying. Dein ze limud, there's no element of limud. He's not learning anything. V'kolosh gedim koisiv eiz a pasik b'yigeres v'rashus, and especially if he's writing some pasik in a letter that's not divrei Torah, the daber tzachos, that he should speak in an eloquent language when he writes. Ein tzarech levarach, there's no need to make a bracha for that. Kivan she'eino miskaven l'lmod, since there's no intent of learning being conveyed in the use of the words of the pasuk. Ulinyan ma'isa, as far as practical halacha is concerned, the schema achron lechronim agree. Shlolisma chadasa mechaber levarach al haksiva levad bechol gali. One should not rely on this view of mechaber shulchan aruch to make a bracha when he's just writing, under any case, no matter whether, even if it's not just copying, even if he's learning, he still shouldn't rely on that to make the bracha. Because ultimately, right now, he's just thinking and learning. So the best thing is, if you're going to write and record divrei Torah of your own, say the bracha and say words of Torah. the natzal mi bracha latol, that he should be spared the possibility of a bracha latol. If he's not going to do the official version we have in our sidurim with the psukim of Birch Kahanim, or Bryce the El Devarim, Acher HaBrach Moshan Hagen, or the Bryce of El Devarim that you say after the bracha the way we are noig. So we're knowing, we just take care of it right away. We say Birch Kahanim, we say the Bryce. So if he's not going to do that, he's just going to start writing his Devei Torah, his Chedushim, he should bedavka say it out to avoid any shaila that he's just being cohesive and not actually speaking. Se'iv Dalet, Hamaharher b'divei Torah, eino tzarech levarach. If one only thinks in divei Torah, he does not have to make a bracha b'rchas Torah for that. And that's the distinction of halacha gimel, halacha dalet. Halacha gimel is saying if he writes, he does have to say the bracha, and if he just thinks, he doesn't have to. So that's the contrast, that writing is more chashuv, but the Mishnah Berurah concludes that even if you're just writing, don't just suffice with writing, you should actually speak it out. So here in Ziv Dalet, Hamahar Devei Torah, Ein Tzarech Levarach. Someone who's thinking Devei Torah does not require Birchas Torah. The Amar Erez V'hu Adin, the Yochel Lifsuk, Din B'lo Nesinas Talmud Rav. He can also answer HaShayla HaLocha and give a psak without explanation. Ron Perakam of Shabbos, Perakal Slomim, Kazav Kehir. He writes that it could be, the Ron writes that it's just Hirur, therefore it doesn't require a bracha for the psak. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Hei, Einot Tzarech. Thinking and learning does not require a bracha. To hear her lav kadiba dami. Thinking is not speaking. Well, if he's according to this, we have to make sure that those people who learn in-depth analysis from a sefer, when they say the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, they should speak out some of the sefer and not just think the sefer. If he's not going to say the pesukim of Birchas Kahanim or other Devei Torah after the bracha the way we do, if he's just relying on the sefer that he's learning, he better speak out the words of the sefer and not just think it. It's possible to paskin a din without explaining. This is to render a decision between two litigants. Deinu derech limud, it's not a learning process. Avalumo din b'seif b'litam, but if he's going to start learning halachas from a sefer halacha without the reasons behind it, mevarech, of course he has to make a bracha, l'gar mekos, it's not going to be less than writing. Sefkat zayin lifseik, to decide a psak, shatam shu ikur hadin enu al mahar b'libo. If he doesn't explain the reason, so the reason that he has in his mind is here. That's just thought, and that would not warrant a bracha. V'hagra b'be'uro cholek azeh. Vilna Goin, in his clarification of the halacha, disagrees with this psak of Shulchan Aruch, with Sfirle, and he holds. The logar azeh mehakari mikro b'vad tzarech levarach. One who thinks in learning is no different than the one who reads psukim, and it requires a bracha. Even just thinking and learning, he would not think without Birchas Torah first. Now, everyone agrees that you are allowed to do mitzvahs before Birchas Torah. Even though when he is doing the mitzvah, he is thinking about the halachas, the person puts on dal kafis, puts on tzitzis. So usually before Birchas Torah. That's okay, even though you're considering the halachas when you do that, you're checking the strings and the way you put it on and so on. That's okay. Filo hachimot, that's permitted. The kol she'enu miskaven lelimud, since the intent is not for learning, ain't tzarech bracha, that doesn't need a bracha. The Vilna Gaon's point is, if you are thinking and learning for the sake of learning, then you need Birchas HaTorah. But if you're thinking about the halachas relevant to the mitzvahs that you're engaged in, that does not require Birchas HaTorah. The Be'er Lochi points out that there are those who want to say that the Mechaber holds here lav kadibra dami, the Vilna Gaon holds here is kadibra dami. So he says, not pshat. Everyone holds here lav kadibra dami. The shaila isn't if here is kadibra or not. The shaila is if here is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because it's v'higi sebayam of alayla. So maybe that means that you should be thinking and learning day and night. And that's part of Talmud Torah. Even if it's not kedibur dami. So don't make another machlokes. It's not a machlokes of here kediba dami or not. Here lav kediba dami. The only issue is this included in this Talmud Torah that requires a bracha, or it's not included in this Talmud Torah? Halach lemaisa, we make birchas Torah. The only question is, basically, I have to stop myself from thinking of a vort when I wake up in the morning before birchas Torah. According to Vilna Gaon, you do. According to Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to. You can keep thinking about it even before you say your birchas Torah.